Nah, we'll wing it.
We don't want to listen to the attorney.
All right, so much for that 30-second awkward pause. All right, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. Chris, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Bruce?
Here.
Councilmember Larraway?
Here.
Council President McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. And if you'll join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. This isn't on the agenda, but I just wanted to mention this tonight. One of our utility supervisors is retiring, Tom Rivera, and we're going to miss him. He's been a big part of our team. He was hired as our first full-time utility locator. He handcrafted the department with his vast experience and knowledge. Tom is a retired U.S. Army veteran, retiring with the rank of sergeant during his career in the military. And Tom received numerous awards and accommodations, Army Superior Unit Award, Humanitarian Service Medal, Meritorious Army Achievement Medal, Outstanding Service Meritorious Army Achievement Award, Exceptional Duty Service Award, Army Commendation Medal, 5th Military Police Company. Tom worked diligently to achieve over a 99% accuracy rate for his locates within the city. He's hired and trained two other locators to grow the department, instilling in them his great work ethic and dedication to the city. Tom was always willing to lend a hand to help anyone in need and was a friend to all he meets. We were grateful for his service and commitment to the city of CUNA and its citizens and his country. We're going to miss him here. And I would just ask that you all keep him in your thoughts and prayers, if you would. All right, that takes us to the consent agenda.
Pledge.
Is there any questions, comments, anything you want pulled for?
The pledge.
I'm sorry?
The pledge.
We did.
I've got too much stuff going on, man. Sorry.
Who hit rewind?
We can do it again if you'd like.
And I stood up and did it.
It's Tuesday, Chris. Not
I have
Monday.
Those moments.
Yeah, okay. You go. You continue now.
That's a good question.
Anything?
Nothing, sir.
Okay. Well, now that comedy hour is over, I would move we approve the consent agenda as published.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Bruce?
Aye.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Public hearings. Consideration to approve resolution R60-2023, adopting new J&M sanitation fee schedule. This was tabled from September 5th because of an error in publishing. And this is a resolution of the City Council of the City of CUNA approving a new fee schedule. So, Mr. Gordon, you may have the floor.
Oh, there we go. That was easy. For the record, Mayor, Council Members, Chad Gordon, J&M Sanitation, 680 Swan Falls Road, CUNA. So what we're here for today is to present Well, there's multiple items on there. They all kind of tied in together, but we're presenting some ordinance changes to our existing franchise agreement. Just some rewording of what's the difference between standard services and specialized services. Due to the growth, we've added in some things. Generally, we took care of things with a 3-yard container. Now we have containers sized 15 all the way up to 40 yard. So with that said, this rate schedule is including all of those new container sizes and the rates that we charge for those. With that said, I'm open for any questions if anybody's got anything.
Okay, questions for Mr. Berger?
No, sir.
I don't have any. Actually, Mr. Mayor, I do have one. That's all right.
Yes, go ahead.
So now I know we had talked about the containers for new developments.
Correct.
Is that in here, part in here? Are they going to be able
so
to?
So there's multiple parts to it, and so part of that rewrite of that ordinance is to address what specialty containers are versus what our standardized containers are. So standardized would be like the 95-gallon carts that you have in front of your house. Specialized containers or specialized services would be anything from a large item pickup that we do at the curbside for a couch to a 15-yard container, 30-yard container, 40-yard container, stuff that we would put at a construction site within the city limits. So things like the new businesses along Meridian Road, when they're doing the construction, we're putting a construction container out there. And this rewording will help to clarify that as well as help with the enforcement side of it in case there's anybody that may be coming in and doing any illegal hauling.
Okay.
That's why I couldn't find it. They were two stuck together. I thought I was crazy for a minute. Which we won't rule out yet anyway.
It happens to all of us.
All right. Any further questions?
No, sir.
Nope.
No, sir.
Okay. All right. This is a public hearing. And so we'll open the public hearing. Is there anyone who wishes to testify in this matter who didn't get a chance to sign in? All right. Seeing none. And you didn't want to testify, is that right, Kristen? Okay. All right, thank you. Okay. Well, that's all we had on that then. So once again, was there anybody who wanted to testify that didn't get a chance to sign in? All right, thank you.
Okay, then I would move we close the evidence presentation and proceed to deliberation.
I'll second it.
Motion's made and seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries.
I would move we approve resolution R60-2023.
I'll second it.
Motion is made and seconded to approve resolution R60-2023. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. That takes us to consideration to approve ordinance 2023-21. Repealing and replacing KCC Title 8, Chapter 4, tabled from September 25, again, due due to publication error. This is an ordinance City Council of the City of CUNA repealing ordinance 2023-30. This again is for Jan M. Sanitation. I think you kind of touched on it a little bit on the last one, if you want to say anything else again before we open the public hearing.
Again, Mayor and Council members, for the record, Chad Gordon, Jan M. Sanitation, 680 Swan Falls, CUNA, Idaho. Yeah, this is just an extension of what that first fee schedule is. It's all kind of part of the same deal. This is, again, the ordinance that has got the wording in it that specifically talks about the difference between standardized service and specialty containers and enforcement thereof.
Okay. Questions for Mr. Gordon?
Nope. That's right.
Okay, thank you. Again, this is a public hearing. Is there anybody who wishes to testify in this matter? You didn't get a chance to sign in. Okay.
Then I would move we close the evidence presentation and proceed to deliberation.
I'll second it.
Motion's made and seconded. Hold on just a second. Make sure I got the right one here. I've shuffled them all. Okay. All right. That appears to be appropriate, yes. All right. So I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries.
I would move we waive three readings of Ordinance 2023-21.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I would move we approve summary publication of, we read the three readings. Approve the ordinance 2023-21.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the ordinance. Is there any further discussion on that motion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Bruce?
Aye.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries.
I would move we approve summary publication of Ordinance 2023-21.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. Consideration to approve Ordinance 2023, granting solid waste franchise agreement with J&M Sanitation. Again, this was tabled from September 5th due to publication error. All right, and again, was there anything you wanted to add to this one?
I think I had it all. So.
You've done it all right. Okay. All right, so again, this public hearing. Is there anybody who did not get a chance to sign in to testify who wishes to in this matter? All right, seeing none.
I would move we close the evidence presentation and proceed to deliberation.
Motion's made and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries.
I would move we waive the three readings of Ordinance 2023-22.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries.
I would move we approve Ordinance 2023-22.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the ordinance. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council, please?
Councilmember Bruce?
Aye.
Councilmember Biggs? Oh, my apologies. Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries.
And I would move we approve summary publication of Ordinance 2023-22.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the summary publication. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. Consideration to approve case numbers 12-12-ZC Rezone and 22-05 CPF Combination Preliminary Plat and Final Plat. Applicant requests a rezone and a combo preliminary and final plat approval for 1200 North Black Cat Road for the Vasily subdivision. Troy.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and council members. For the record, Troy V. Hoonan, Senior Planner, 751 West 4th Street here in CUNA. The applications before you this evening request a rezone from the ag zone to the R6 zone, which is residential, 6 units per acre, following our future land use map. And it also follows the, there's also a request for a combination plat for the same property in order to subdivide a parcel that's already in the city into three new large buildable lots ranging in sizes from 4 and 6 acres each. Public Works staff conditionally supports the Vasily subdivision and states that this project does not have access to city utilities at this time and plans to use individual wells and septic systems until city services are available. Staff has reviewed the proposed rezone and combo plat for compliance with CUNA City Code, Idaho State Statutes, and the CUNA Comprehensive Plan and the CUNA Comprehensive Plan map. And should the council approve the zone change, the rezone, and the combo plat, staff recommends that the applicant be subject to the proposed recommended conditions of approval that are outlined in staff's memo. The applicant is present this evening, and I am here for any questions that you might have.
Well, thank you for being here, Troy. All right. Did the applicant want to?
Question.
Yes, go ahead.
Troy, if I remember right, this was a couple of years ago, part of the issue with this property was that this section of the owner property was being used as the open space for the whole subdivision that's on the other side of the creek. Do you remember that?
For the record, Troy B. Hinnon, that would actually be incorrect. This property does not reach across the railroad tracks or the Indian Creek waterway. It's contained completely on the west side.
And if I remember right, part of the problem was there is no access to this piece of property from the subdivision.
Again, this property is on the west side of the tracks and the creek. But, yeah, you are correct. There's no access, not from the subdivision.
So are we still considering this part of the subdivision as required open space? That's what didn't make sense to us back then.
For the record, Trevi Hinnon, I'm sorry. I'm confused. This is not part of a subdivision. This is proposing a subdivision.
Okay, my error, because originally that was part of the subdivision, wasn't it?
No, that is not correct.
That chunk's farther north of Deer Flat.
Right, I just...
There's still a little sliver.
Right.
Right by Yamamoto.
Yeah, I'm in error, I'm sorry, but I was thinking this was that same piece that we had issues with way before. Thank you for fixing me.
Sorry.
Who gave this side of the bench wacky juice for the meeting? I was late. What were you guys doing?
I was ready to do the pledge again.
Yeah. Well, apparently we need to start over.
At least you didn't forget the pledge.
Yeah.
Okay. I apologize.
So do I. If I made an error in the staff memo that led you astray, I apologize.
You're going to be thinking about this all night. What was he talking
about? Nope, I've already forgot it.
All right, my apology. Question withdrawn.
Answer withdrawn.
All right, anything further?
I don't have anything else.
No, I've only used my foot once. I'm not doing it again.
Yes, this is three.
All right. So, again, this is a public hearing. Is there anybody who wishes to testify in this matter that didn't get a chance to sign in? Good to see you. How are you? Very much. All right, well, you can go ahead and be up.
Right. We need to let the applicant testify.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's moving its way to great.
We did it.
We started it.
Let's
put a barrier up. You guys, all the crazy over
You're
there.
You're next.
Jeez.
Good thing Matt's not here. I'm sorry.
Oh, my
the applicant.
It's the green button. Yeah.
Good luck, Dave. Good luck.
Mayor, council members, my name is David Crawford with Centurion Engineers, 2323 South Vista Avenue in Boise. I am here with the applicant, Vasily, tonight, and this is his parcel of land that he wishes to divide into three total parcels. One would include his existing home. We are asking for a rezone to R6, which is consistent with other developments that are immediately adjacent to this area, and is consistent with the comprehensive plan. As Troy alluded, there is no access to city services right now, so the parcels are appropriately sized at around 4 to 5 acres to contain the existing septic and well, and for two new wells and septic systems to service the lots. We are in agreement with the conditions of approval to double plumb so that the homes can be connected to city services when they're available in the future, and also to provide an easement for the CUNA master plan pathway adjacent to Indian Creek. I did want to say that we believe that the access to the property is from Big Tree Lane, and that is a deeded access, so it will be remained. And we all are aware of a new subdivision that has been proposed in the area that will ultimately connect public roads to this and the public utilities if it's approved. So I'll stand for any questions you have.
Okay, questions for Mr. Crawford?
I do not, sir. Not at all.
All right, thank you. All right, Danielle, now you may have the floor.
Good evening, Mayor, Council Members. My name is Danielle Horace, 711 East Porter. I'm here representing CUNA School District. And on behalf of CUNA School District, we want the community and the council to know that our elementary schools, not just in this zone, but throughout the whole district, are at 90% capacity. Because the bond failed, we're worried. We don't know where to put these kids. So we used to believe, and we still do believe, in neighborhood schools, but because of the nature of crowding, we now bus children basically to where there's capacity, regardless of whether it's in their neighborhood or not. So for this school, both of the schools right by it are at 90% capacity, as well as the district. The soonest we could go to bond would be next May. And so I'm here on behalf of the students and the faculty and the superintendent and the board to say that we're worried about what will happen if we continue to say yes, because we don't know where to put these kids. So thanks.
All right, thank you. That's all I had signed up to testify. Was there anybody else who wishes to testify in this matter? All right, thank you. All right, questions from council?
Do either of you dare talk?
Well, it says three houses, three units. All right, is that what we're looking at?
Three.
For the record, Troy B. Hunan, that is correct. Just three total lots. There is an existing lot, there is an existing home right now. Just divide the the current property as it is into three separate lots for a total of three homes. And these are large lot. These are multi-acre parcels.
I'm good.
Thank you. Well, I guess with regards to the school district, I mean, at some point we're going to have to do something there. I don't know. It's not very often we get a multi-acre lot splits that help to enhance the community in that way. So. But yeah, I mean, at some point on any of these larger ones, we're going to have to do something to help the school district. And, somebody's going to have to step up to the plate and help out with that, or we can't continue. So. And the public hearing is still open, so if you want more questions answered or anything like that.
Troy, question for you. If they're splitting this two other three ways total, 6.6, 4.88, and 4.1 acres, why are they going with an R6 on that? Did I miss something? Did the wacky juice roll my way? What did I miss?
You're rolling that way.
For the record, Troy Behunin, excellent question. They wanted to fit squarely within the land use map. The future land use map, which calls for medium density in the area. Now, many people get confused. That means a lot of people think that R6 means you have to develop at 6 units per acre. That's not true. That is the that is the ceiling. You can't exceed 6 units per acre. So they wanted the path of least resistance, and the applicant selected R6. It fits exactly within the guidelines of the future land use map and the CUNA comprehensive plan.
Very good.
And it also complements the adjacent proposals.
Okay.
I guess a follow-up question. So leaving that door open at R6, down the line, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years, they'd have to put in for a lot split if they wanted to build more homes on it.
You're sort of correct.
Thank God.
2 or 3 years down the road, if at any point after, so let's just play the what if game. If this is approved and they record a final plat for this, if at any point, whether it's one day after the approval or 10 years or 20 years after the approval, it would require a replat, not a split, a replat, which is a setting just like this, neighborhood meeting, hearing with the Planning and Zoning Commission, and the public gets to come out and they're invited to it. But if they don't want to do that in the future, they don't have to. We have many, many homes in CUNA where the zoning doesn't fit the actual use, where the people live in an R6, but they actually live, I mean, like landmass, they live in an R2 or an R5.
And then I apologize, I didn't ask Mr. Crawford if he would like rebuttal, if you would like to. Okay.
Does that answer the question?
Yes, thank you.
Mayor, just for the record, could he just decline on the record so we have it recorded to have rebuttal?
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
Mayor, council members, David Crawford, 2323 South Vista, Boise. There's really not a lot to say after that. It is obviously a challenging problem within the city of CUNA. I wish there was more we could do to help, but what we can do as a development is increase the taxable properties that are in the CUNA school district so that they have additional funds through the additional rooftops.
Okay. Thank you. So, three houses, unless they're going to come back and do this again.
Anything else?
Good. No.
Okay. I would move we close the evidence presentation and proceed to deliberation.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Well, they're both deep in thought, so. I mean, of course, always the school burden is an issue. There's never any getting around that. We all know that. It is two houses where it could be 30 on there, roughly, right? R6 on that much. So could be lots worse. I don't know. I like the mention of, you know, double plumbing so they can hook to city services as soon as it's available, pending that other development, if whatever happens there in the future, who knows?
Well, it would be an assumption on my part to assume that there were kids live there. It could be senior citizens. It could be older family. We don't know. I would hate to base our judgment on the amount of kids we don't know who's going to be there.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot. It's three units. They'll have to come back before us if we do anything else. I know the school district has an issue, but until we fix either, you know, impact fees at the state legislature level, which we had three bills that did it last year that all failed, or we discuss any mitigation fees, but we know that path is tough as well. The school district's going to have issues, but I'm okay with this one.
Okay. I would move we approve case 22-12ZC and 22-05CPF with the conditions listed in the packet.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. That brings us to consideration to approve case number 23-01-0A. An ordinance amendment. The City of CUNA requests consideration from the City Council for an ordinance amendment to combine Title V zoning regulations and Title VI subdivision regulations into one development regulation title. Doug Hansen.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA, Idaho, 83634. This is a continuation of the request for consideration from the council for an ordinance amendment to combine Title V zoning regulations and Title VI subdivision regulations into one development regulations title. The changes to the proposed public hearing process procedure requested from the council at the September 5th, 2023 meeting have been updated and included in Exhibit 2.14 of your packet, which can be found in the staff memo. And with that, I will stand by for any questions.
Okay, questions for Doug?
Thank you for updating that.
Any more thoughts from the last time?
Nope.
All right, again, this is a public hearing. Is there anybody who didn't get a chance to sign in on this one that wishes to testify? All right, Beverly Wolf, you may have the floor.
Beverly Wolf, 3420 West Commemoration Avenue, Meridian. I was here on the 5th when you guys discussed this, and I went back through the documents, and I saw the back and forth between the 50 or 25% is the final 25% that if somebody requests counsel that we have the hearing. Okay, yes, so the other argument that I heard that night was this was being done to clean up, streamline, and, oh, by the way, it's to make the developers stand firm, have all their documents in order, except did I see a lot of changes for that? Because when I go through some of the documents, I find errors. I've testified about errors. And sometimes those questions don't get answered, but you'll have a lot of pages to get through. I get that. But where is the firmness on the developer? You must do this, you must do that. And then if we find something, they're out of line, does that mean they get bounced out and they don't get to get approved in planning and zoning? We're losing time to be able to talk unless we make a lot of noise to get here in front of you. So we're giving up what we already have as a standing forum for us to speak in front of city council based on you wanting to streamline it in planning and zoning, where a lot of stuff gets put through regardless of how many people stand up against it. I'm happy to know that one project got disapproved recently, but there's big stuff here. There's big stuff affecting our sewer lines, our water quality. You know, there have been reports recently against your new plant as far as violations. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on here with schools. So, you know, I don't want to lose my voice. I don't think most people who are willing to stand up, who aren't afraid to stand up, want to lose their voice and their opportunity to speak. So if you're going to take us down to the zoning, do we get as much time as the developer?
Okay. Again, thank you for using your voice. We appreciate that. Was there anybody else who wished to testify who didn't get a chance?
Hi, all. Danielle Horace, 711 East Porter, CUNA School District. I'm here just to echo what you heard from Beverly. I do get to meet with parents and guardians and citizens and people who support the schools. And one of the things that we've discussed at the school is part of our role is to educate folks, right? It's our job is not just to educate our kids, but also to answer questions for parents and guardians. And so I'll let you know that I've been encouraging folks to come here, to use their voice, to see how the system works, to not be scared, to know that there are people who are nodding and being kind and will answer questions. So I brought this up in the last growth committee, and there was a lot of feelings similar to what you're hearing from Beverly about it. So I guess I want to echo that and lift up that voice and let you know that I'd like for this meeting to stay open and collaborative and transparent. And it sounds like this policy would do the opposite.
Okay, thank you. All right. Well, I think that in an effort to reduce the number of things that come to council and try and weed out some of the small stuff, although council would still be able to see it all the time, it sounds like there is a fear that some things wouldn't come back and be out in the public eye. Certainly aren't trying to do anything to disrupt the transparency or any of that type of thing with the process. So it's up to council what you'd like to do here. But I think those were your concerns last time we discussed this. So.
We need to close the public hearing or deliberate.
Unless you want any.
I'm done with.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah. We'll do that.
I'm good.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay. I'd move we close the evidence presentation and proceed to deliberation.
I'll second it.
Motion's made and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And the motion carries.
So yeah, I have the same concerns the entire time about just the disconnect. You know, when our constituents want to talk, they want to come down and talk to us. You know, from what I'm hearing, they don't necessarily want to talk to people that have been appointed to the commission. They want someone that they can hold accountable when it comes election time, is what I'm hearing. And so I mean, I still kind of, I agree that some of the little stuff could be handled, but I like the fact that we have public hearings. I'd like for Matt to be here too. It's unfortunate he's not here today to weigh in on it also.
Well, I think that was his sentiment the last time, so I'm sure that hasn't changed.
And I know a lot of work's gone into it, and I can appreciate that. I just think that if we take that away from, you know, from the community.
Okay.
I guess my two cents have to be with the public. We're here for them. We're not here to take shortcuts, not that we are. That's probably a bad word. But transparency about everything that goes on. So I have to agree with the citizens.
Very good.
Somewhere I wrote notes as to what Matt said, but apparently it's farther back than I thought.
Well, he had as I recall, he had the same sentiments as wanting to keep things open and not accidentally miss something because of the process like this.
Sorry.
Yes, Mark.
Mark Bybee, city attorney. Just from a procedural standpoint, this development code rewrite is more about a whole lot more than just the single issue you guys are talking about. And so from a procedural standpoint, if there's an intent to deny it because of this, I would recommend instead direction to the staff to put in a city council public hearing procedure into this rewrite as opposed to just scrapping the whole thing because there's a lot more going on than just a single issue and certainly amending the provisions to put, you know, mandatory city council hearings in there could be done without scrapping an entire rewrite of code. So that would just be a caution on this because I know sometimes it just goes deny because it's in front of us, but it could be instruction to amend that portion, just like you instructed us to put the 25% in the last time.
Point taken. Thank you. Well, it sounds like that would be the deferred motion.
Okay, so
I guess we just table it, right, and then have staff update it.
I just want to make sure clear. I prefer it by motion, sorry.
Yeah, that's
Mark Bybee, city attorney. If by motion, it would be helpful just to make sure it's a clear directive of the council, yes.
And you you'll be gone the 3rd?
Yes.
And also continue to a date certain.
What's that, the 17th then of the next room?
Yes, sir. October 17th, is that right?
Okay. Yeah.
I'll be here.
Then we'll have a full council, too. But I think that would address the...
Okay, so hopefully I get this right. I would move that we direct staff to add a council hearing provision to Ordinance Amendment 23-01 and table this hearing until the October 17th meeting.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. All right, next we have a Domestic Violence Awareness Month proclamation. We do this every year. I think I sent you all an invite to the event that they have at the State Police Memorial in Meridian.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to
attend.
To go.
Yeah.
You're usually yes, there. Are you going to go this time?
When is it?
I don't remember the date now.
I'll be gone from the 1st through the 8th.
Okay. I'll check. I'll send it to you again if not.
Debatable.
Okay.
Not sure.
All right. Well, you don't have to be there. It's just they wanted to make room for you. Matt said he couldn't make it. So anyway.
I'll let you know.
So the proclamation.
It's September 29th. At 10 a.m.
Okay. Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Whereas domestic violence is defined as abusive behavior in a personal relationship that gives one member control and power over another through physical, emotional, sexual, economic, or psychological actions or threats. Whereas an estimated 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men will face domestic abuse in their lifetime, and in 2022 there were 5,104 calls for service related to domestic violence and sexual assault in Ada County, and whereas a range of services and programs exist through the Treasure Valley providing safety, healing, and freedom from domestic abuse and sexual assault, including forensic exams and medical care, secure shelters, court advocacy, counseling, child care, as well as case management. And whereas the City of CUNA is an important partner in the Women and Children's Alliance and Faces of Hope to provide a safety net of crisis services and create a community where individuals thrive in safe, healthy relationships. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Joe Steer, Mayor of the City of CUNA, Idaho, do hereby join national and local officials in proclaiming October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And this is something that's very important. It's becoming more and more predominant. Every year when I attend that, we hear stories from people that have gone through those things and how it affected them and how difficult it was to get out of all of that. And so this has been near and dear to me, and I've attended this since I've been mayor. So, and I know John did before that even, so being an Ada County Sheriff's officers. So anyway, it's just very important to bring awareness to that. And as a note, if you go to that, make sure you wear purple.
Purple.
All right.
Thank you.
Then so business items 6B and 6C, we would request that those get tabled till October 3rd so that staff has a chance to do some more adjusting on those. So I guess that's the right way to say that. Probably a better way, but so the next two items.
B and C?
Yes.
Okay, I would move we table items 6B and 6C to the date certain of October 3rd, 2023.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. Then we have a request for an executive session. Request to adjourn into executive session pursuant to Idaho Code 74-206CC to acquire an interest in real property not owned by a public agency. And we won't be taking any action on that tonight. It's just simply for council to receive information. So that will actually be all the business that we have to conduct this evening. So,
and who all do we need in that executive?
Morgan and probably Jared. And I don't know, Mark?
Bobby.
Oh, yeah, Bobby.
Okay. Oh, Doug gets to play too.
And Doug too. Okay.
Okay, I would move we adjourn to executive session pursuant to Idaho Code 74206C-C to acquire an interest in real property not owned by a public agency to include the council mayor, Morgan Treasurer, Jared, Mark, Bobby, and Doug.
I'll second it.
And we have a motion and a second. And Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Bruce?
Aye.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. So just for an explanation to the audience, if the city ever is looking or interested in a property, the reason that we can do an executive session is because if the amount of time it takes to actually work through a process to buy a property, if somebody else finds out that we're into it and we're talking about it, we have to discuss prices and all of that. And by the time we would come back in 2 weeks or a month to talk about it again, it would be gone or something to that effect. So they allow us this just to give us some time to talk about it and see if it's something we're even interested in. And that's what we're doing tonight. We don't know that we're doing anything beyond that. So that's kind of the process just to keep things safe. So. No. All right. Thank you.